Has become a tradition for Cat Talk now been Leroy realizing when Cat Talk is, even though it's at every time, every single day, the same time, him running out to go get his Celsius?
Just as it starts, every single time.
Every single time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Cute. I'm not sure what that is, but traditions here on the
top. That's what happens when you don't look at a rundown. I have that a rundown.
Is, you do indeed. You do indeed.
I have a rundown.
And they just need to look at it because sometimes Rats Off a Ship is at 11:35.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You never know.
You never know.
If you take the rundown for granted, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Anyway, Cat Talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Hey, Leroy, I got a question for you, dude.
Who in the hell left the gate open?
No, my question was, when did you become part of Russian Mafia? What, are you going to break thumbs after this with that tracksuit?
Oh, no.
It's not a tracksuit.
Okay, dude. You look like your name is Boris Horde.
Nah, I have red shorts and I saw this little pullover because on this side of the house, they have it so damn cold, the windows are frosted.
Ah.
And I'm like, yo, what are we doing?
Let me ask you something. The Panthers, of course, back in action tonight. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final between them and the Edmonton Oilers. Mm. Now, could we expect some animosity tonight? This was Paul Maurice yesterday speaking to the media, and this is what the Panthers head coach had to say about that.
No, I mean, intensity possibly, no, is the answer. I don't think it gets to that. I mean, there were fights at the pregame meal in that series. It was, I haven't been a part of anything. The Boston series the year before, I think there were 84 legitimate hits in the first game, and it continued. It was the same thing, but mean. And then both teams, right, understand the value of staying out of the penalty box. So there's going to be big hits because that's the intensity of the game. It's more of a skating speed series. That's not going to change, right? Sure, some more hits get finished, but we're not going out of our way to do it. Neither are they. There's no sending messages. There's no sending tones. It's whatever you got to do to win a game.
There you go. So he does not foresee a Boston-like brouhaha series the rest of the way, Leroy, even though emotions did feel like they got a little heated last time around. Now, could he be holding cards close to the vest because the Panthers are going to open up a can of whoop-ass? Hard to say, but I think Paul Maurice is, he said the Boston thing you could feel from the jump in that one. That's not the case with this series.
Here's what I would say. You know why I told you I never talk trash in a football game? Because I couldn't initiate contact. Well, the same thing applies for Edmonton. Why would you ever do anything to piss off a team that is a lot more physical than you are? Right? So if they just become, if the Panthers say, oh, we're going to be physical today, you're going to struggle more than they will. You want the game to be fast. You want the game to be, you know, quickest guy on ice. You don't want it to be this physical drag out kind of event. But yeah, that's what you just asked for.
You know, the thing is, too, like, I don't feel like the Panthers have played a very clean series so far either. They've had and given Ottawa, Edmonton their opportunities. Because that power play has been deadly. It's been vicious all playoff, and the Panthers have still been able to, you know, stifle it. Now, part of that was an incredible.
You don't want to keep giving them chances.
That was an incredible first op. That was an incredible first game by Bobrovsky. You know, but I think the Panthers know, like, hey, go ahead, win your little thing. If we keep this even, you got no shot against us. And I think that's the. I don't think straight up this Edmonton team can beat the Panthers. I don't. I just don't think I just
Unless the pan- 4-on-4. I don't the, like 4-on-4.
Yeah, but I'm like real hockey. No, I don't think they can do it. I think that they're deeper. All their lines, you just get more physical. They're a top-heavy team. They're very skilled. Obviously, everybody can see it. You know, they never shut up about it. Speaking of never shutting up, here's that guy who they never shut up about, Connor McDavid. This is him on the series and them digging themselves out of this.
Yeah, there's definitely a certain confidence from knowing that we've been in difficult situations and succeeded and fought our way back. I think that we've talked a lot about that, certainly, but that's because we found ourselves in difficult positions a lot throughout the year and throughout the playoffs. So this would be certainly one of those situations. It's not ideal. But I look forward to the opportunity of our group. I said this after game two, but I look forward to the opportunity for our group of coming together one last time to dig our way out.
Oh, no, it's going to be one last time. But, like, you guys, like, your fans should get one last look at you guys because it's going to be that one last time. So, everybody, get your look in because let me tell you something, dude. You walked into the wrong rodeo, Ice Cowboy.
Is that a saying? I'm not.
Oh, it's a saying.
Oh, you walked
dude,
into the
saying.
Wrong rodeo, Ice Cowboy. What is an Ice Cowboy? You got it.
Oh, man.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck.
Mets beat the Marlins yesterday 10-4. Fish have the worst record in the National League.
Jesus.
I mean, why are we shocked by that?
We're not.
They felt a little frisky a couple weeks ago, but just to let everybody know, worst record in the National League. Love it.
We're back.
J.J. Redick is officially interviewing with the Lakers this weekend with Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss.
Mm.
So you have that to look forward to. And if you guys did not see the result last night in the NBA Finals, the Celtics took a chokehold on it. 3-0 series lead. They beat the Mavericks 106 to 99. And we'll get to some Heat news here coming up next segment regarding one of their players. But first, Leroy, can we get a golf update from the U.S. Open and our leaderboard update brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there.
Tiger, so I don't forget, he's 3 over. And he's meh. Okay, nothing.
Every time you update it, he's getting worse and worse.
Brooks Koepka has fallen off. But right now, Patrick Cantlay, Ludvig Åberg, and Matthew Pavon are all at 4 under. Russell Henley, Tony Finau, and Shipley are at 2 under. Also, Eduardo Molinari. Sergio, like I said, Brooks Koepka, Siwoo Kim, Thompson Mack, and Celinda are all at 1 under. He got a lot of even pars. And
Celinda.
You'll probably start getting a second wave of guys at 1:30-ish. So right around there, then the second wave starts, and then the numbers will start either stretching out or getting, depending on the draw. Mm. You know, but other than that, that is it. They are playing for a purse.
Ooh.
Of $21.5 million.
Ooh, look at that. You're welcome,
PGA. Usually the winner's share is 18%.
Lived
it. So that's right around $4 million, just under $4 million.
Hmm. Well,
a lot of cash. Take a quick break. Back with more after this.
But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bumpy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Whiskey makes my baby feel a little bit frisky.
Frisky. That's good writing.
That's a lyricist from Luke Bryan, if he wrote that song. I'm not sure if he did or not. But
notice no complaints when I play this one, no? No
that's complaints. Not. I don't really like the song.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Luke Bryan fan, to be honest with you.
How dare you? I was thinking of potential not parodies, but remixes to celebrate in the event that the Panthers are going to hoist their first Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Two options. One of them was, you guys remember that song, I Got This Drink in My Cup, Kurt Cobain's. Not that popular of a song. Next one was Red Solo Cup. I was like, all right,
that's
there's
pretty
something,
good,
there's something there, something there.
Lord Stanley Cup.
Yeah, okay, you see it.
You see you up,
King of the Puck.
You know, let's have a parade.
Yeah. All right, there's something there. There's something there. We'll see, though. You know, go on.
Let's we got to get to some Heat news here.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
Hold on. Let me first by saying this because it's nothing.
No. Okay. We don't know that.
Yes, I do.
We don't know that.
End of the season, you're going to have guys get fixed up.
Nico.
Uh-oh.
Nikola Jovic was spotted at Serbian airport. I think it's in Serbia.
Huh.
And he is in an air cast boot thingy with a scooter.
What's going on here? Do you think he just wants first dibs at seating and he's doing what I do at Disney? Or is this real?
There's some more photos.
It's nothing, dude.
I don't like it though.
It might have been something that was bothering him during the season. They went in and cleaned it out. And that's it. The season hasn't even ended yet. Basketball season hasn't ended.
Mm.
You got a while. Now, if he'd have had this in August, then I would say, ooh, this could be from something he did working out. But it's probably something that's been nagging him in the offseason during the season. So let's just relax. This happens all the time. A lot of times, you don't know how many times I came home with staples and casts on. Right? But I was down here. Nobody knew.
Here's what it says. This is from Euro Hoops. Nikola Jovic of the Miami Heat with a walking boot on his left leg concerned the senior national team of Serbia. Jovic, 21, landed in Belgrade on Thursday wearing an orthopedic boot.
Mm.
It is connected to a minor injury in his last training session in Miami, according to the Serbian outlet Meriden Sport.
There you go.
Despite the injury setback, he is expected to join the team for practices next Monday, as initially scheduled per the agreement between the NBA and FIBA regarding international players in the league based in North America. Coming out of his second season, under the guidance of experienced head coach Eric Spoelstra, he was called up for training camp with Serbia, headed to the Olympic Games. Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic is headline and extended roster.
Mm-mm.
Question.
Yep.
What part of minor injury didn't you get?
I did, but it's scary. I don't like a scooter.
Yeah.
It's not even the boot that scares me. It's the scooter.
And it wasn't something that happened during the season. It was his last training session.
Right. Maybe he did that because of the travel.
To like get up.
Because they probably asked him, you want a cast or do you want the scooter?
Yeah, in the airport, you're probably going to go for the scooter. In. Yeah.
You think that he gets the extra leg room? Tall.
Mm. Very tall.
He flies first class, dude.
To Serbia or just always?
Always. They have to.
I don't know. This is why I always tell you to stretch, Nico. You got to be more cautious in off-season training.
Oh, man.
I've seen a big professional athlete purchase two airplane seats instead.
Hmm. What are you looking
at,
dude?
Maybe that's what all that's about. No, dude, my little thing came off of my ear. I mean, my nose. And so it flaps.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? The thing that supports, well, you would know more than most, Tobin.
Yeah.
The thing that supports your glasses up on your nose.
I just want to know, what was it like beating Matt Damon in poker?
Paid that man his money.
You listen to Oreos while you play cards?
Oh, okay.
All his chick, 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 chick. Dude, you look like Teddy KGB.
Let me ask.
Okay.
I'm already laughing, but when's the last time you seen a black Russian?
Good question.
Even the drink. All they have is white Russians.
Oh, no, there is a Black Russian.
He has nothing to do. Just, you know, first ingredient.
Black Russian is vodka and coffee liqueur.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Tickles my fancy.
Oh, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Black coffee and vodka?
No, liqueur.
What is that?
Like Kahlua.
Coffee liqueur. Not,
is that like Bailey's?
Bailey's is what they, I think, mix with Kahlua.
What's the difference between Russian coffee and Irish coffee?
What? Russian coffee? Irish coffee? What's going on here?
What do you mean?
Is an Irish coffee like with Bailey's and coffee? Isn't Black that
Russian,
Irish coffee?
White Russian? Irish coffee. White Russian is vodka coffee with cream.
Coffee liqueur.
Yeah, coffee liqueur.
With cream. It's not coffee.
And then now what's the thing? Irish coffee? That one is whiskey. Hot coffee. That one has actual hot coffee, though, and sugar. This one isn't. All the other ones are liqueur. Irish people are like, nah, let me get the real thing.
No, Irish people drink whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey, hot coffee, and sugar.
Only Nikola Jovic could look happy on a scooter like that.
He does look like he's having. He looks like he's going through the airport like this. Whee!
And look how he's like a whole head taller than everybody on while
and,
on.
And he's crouching down, yeah.
Yeah.
Whee!
Nico, stop horseplay, please. Get on plane. This how happened in first place.
So is he arriving to practice for...
For the Olympic team, yeah.
Serbian national, or... Yeah.
Yeah. Olympics about to go down. They got a good team. Decent team. You got Joker, you got Nico. They got Bogdanoviches.
They got like five of those, right?
Yeah, a lot of Bogdanoviches.
Where's Porzingis from?
Lithuania, I think.
Wow.
He ain't going to play, though.
No, he's not even playing now!
You know how annoying it would be to the Celtics if Porzingis wins the championship and then goes, hey, I'm ready for the Olympics now, guys.
Oh, great.
That's the guy they should trade. You're talking about trading Tatum. They should trade Porzingis.
I mean, they don't know.
They just gave him an extension.
You know what you can get for Porzingis? Tyler Hero. That's what you can get from Brazil.
Leroy would like it. 7'3". I was looking into draft picks yesterday, Leroy. Yeah, Seven-footers. Not Edie, though.
What are we going to do? Heat culture guy or a big guy?
I don't know. It seems like they're working on a lot of big guys.
Mm. Is there...
This Khalil Ware has my interest. Blocks a lot of shots.
Yeah,
7-foot, 7'4" wing.
Kel-El. So he does have my interest because...
What, Superman?
Yeah, actually, I did say that. I was like, oh, yes, this Kal-El. And Leroy was like, who, Superman? I was like, no.
But it's Khalil, right?
It is Khalil.
It is Khalil, yes. But does he call himself Kal-El like he's a Kryptonian?
He could, and we could start that. But no, I was just not prepared for my job that day. But I did do some research on him. He has a strange thing about him, though, where he's shooting like 63% from the free throw line. But like 43 from the 3-point line.
We can fix that.
He has some potential to be.
I don't think he shoots a lot of threes though. I think he mixes it in. But blocks a lot of potential shots.
Yeah, you shouldn't even get a percentage until you shoot like 100 threes.
Yeah, right? I think he shoots like.
Like you say, oh, he's shooting 50% and he's 3-for-6.
Yeah, he shoots like a little over one a game, but tall. Leroy likes tall.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying this team needs size.
We were like,
am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Not wrong. Not wrong.
I'm making this sound like, oh, Leroy's being wants size.
All defensive team, all third team, all second team.
Yeah, he intrigues me. He's all over the place, too, so I have no idea. Because I saw him top 10 in some mocks, and I've seen him at like 24 in some mocks.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think I'd like him more than that Zach Eady.
Are we past, you know what, like, back when, like, D-Wade got drafted, right, everybody was drafting the position they needed, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why the Heat passed on guys, because they already had D-Wade. But nowadays, are you just drafting best player available because we really play positionless basketball more in the NBA now?
Yeah, I think you want to try and rock with some talent for sure. But I think also just as like, you know, they need to get some size behind Bam. Like, no, they can't take him off the court.
Exactly, dude.
Here, Bam, no, not behind Bam. Like, I like Nico playing with Bam.
Right? So they're not behind him, but turn
on defense, but also an offensive weapon. If you can get another guy, and then you can move Bam around, and Bam becomes more of a weapon on offensive end because he's playing all over the floor. Yeah, I think it helps your team.
Are you saying like times move Bam to a three?
I get you, but I just think like for this year they're not going to play some 19-year-old center. They're not going to play in that.
Damn it!
I just like Spo's track record with playing young centers and young bigs.
Oh, okay.
Well, so then, yeah. Change, dude.
Whoever we draft's coming
here's
off the
bench. Here's what happens. Here's what happens, and I think they should learn a lesson from football, right? You need to start getting some production before you give that extension. And holding these guys and not playing them, and then they come in and get one good year, and now you got to extend them. Right? That's not being fair to you either.
Yeah, I agree. But especially because everybody wants that.
Right.
All those young guys want that max extension. Mm. Like right off the bat.
Right. And so the Heat sitting guys for 2 or 3 years and working them in, and then they come out and have a big year, you've now gave somebody a max extension and they've played 1 year. You're not benefiting from that.
Nico enjoys. He gets mixed contract, next extension, next summer, first. Wow. Yes, mixed contract.
Now it's different. It was different for Tyler, different for Bam.
Yeah,
right?
Played.
Yeah,
but like when you look at Nico, the way they've gone with him, now if he starts playing, you got a little bit of run out of him, but not until like it almost seemed like if it was up to Spo, he wouldn't have played that much.
I mean,
because guys got hurt.
It took a lot of guys falling by the wayside for him to actually give him a shot.
So think about sitting him for 2 or 3 years and have him watch and say he's learning. And then after that fourth year, he goes out and balls. And now you got to give a guy a max extension that played 1 year. You got to get more than that.
We'll take a break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies. Next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
No Goosies.
For the weather?
Yeah, that. It hasn't rained yet, though. I'm trying to plot a course. I want to go on a walk and then get in my pool. I haven't been in my pool, and I feel like I'm going through rigor mortis, so I need to get in there and stretch. And Mel, who is my, you know, she does a little weather on the side.
Oh.
She told me my window was from 2 to 4.
Oh, really?
She had a window. Wow.
Interesting. I wonder if my window is 2 to 4.
I can go on. My walk takes me an hour, and then I can get in the jacuzzi, right? So we'll see.
And when do you have the underground poker game?
Dude, there's no. And by the way, somebody corrected me, Dr. Sabagan. Kahlua is a coffee
liqueur.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Frog boy.
Yes.
What do we have today for Goosies? What do you got for Goosies? No Goosies today, buddy.
All right. Let's start it on the most important thing happening this weekend. No, it is not NBA Finals basketball. It is not a potential.
That ain't gonna make it to the weekend.
Yeah, neither will hockey. Well, it will, but not the day that I'm talking about, because Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man.
But more importantly, happy House of Dragon Day, baby.
Yes.
House of the Dragon.
Wow.
Season 2 premiere. Tobes, Goosies,
or no Goosies. Goosies. Yeah. Get the Goosies. It's a good show. It's a good show. It's it jumped around in time a little bit for me.
I got to rewatch. Because
it went to these little kids, got the cut face, then they were grown ass men. Yeah. What the hell happened to the last 20 years?
Really sped through it, but it's a good show. I mean, look, I'm looking. I guess I need some kind of a show that's not a British reality love show. So I do need to mix it up a little bit more. But I'll certainly be enjoying it more if it's after a Panthers championship wrapped up.
I'll tell you what,
though. If I may. I have no Goosies for the startup.
No Goosies.
Here's why.
Wow.
Tobin is familiar with my work. Mm. I like to let episodes build so I can hose a couple down at a time. Mm. So I might give it a month. And then catch up. The only problem is the jackasses like me who will spill the beans.
Okay.
Before I have a chance to catch up.
So mine's one to yourself? Is that?
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I'm the same way though in that this whole episode a week.
I can't watch week to week because here's why.
Gotta let them build up.
And tell me if you guys appreciate this. If you get a bad episode, you're less inclined to tune in the following week. If you're watching it, if you're watching three or four episodes in a row, then you look at that bad episode as a setup episode,
right?
And then you continue on to the next episode.
It's why, it's like Leroy, when we were big into this Game of Thrones, he wasn't watching Game of Thrones because he didn't watch shows without electricity. He wasn't as upset by the ending. Yeah, it's a weird policy.
Right.
He wasn't as upset about the ending of Game of Thrones as we were because we were like, we're watching Die Hard every week.
Right.
And when you watch the last season, it's undoubtedly one of the most disappointing things you ever. I mean, like the great battle scene, you barely could see it.
What are we doing here?
Sit here like what's going on?
Got to raise the brightness on my television.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, somebody out of nowhere floats from a 700-foot wall.
Right. Mm. You have what's her name?
Arya.
Arya jumping out like Derek Jones Jr. on a slam dunk to take out the Ice King. Spoiler alert.
Right. What are you doing here? What are you doing?
So, like, in every other movie we watch.
How many cups of coffee you got over there, buddy?
In every other show that we watch, the person who takes out the Ice King is the king.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for Game of Thrones, that we had to elect. And I knew beforehand who was going to win.
And it was just annoying, you know. Jon Snow, he never wanted the job anyway. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Aren't they coming back with a Game of Thrones? They're coming back with
probably
Game of Thrones centered around Jon Snow.
Probably. There's too much money to be made. What else you got for Goosies? No, but I'm going to go slight Goosies.
Slight Goosies.
Can I go no Goosies for the start of it, but excited that Game of Thrones is back. And okay. I explained why.
What about you? What about you, Jon Snow?
Man, you know, I think all of us are feeling the same way. We got confused geese right now.
Too focused on the Panthers.
It's true. It's definitely true.
We got our own Game of Thrones happening tonight, Game 3.
Yeah. Now, before we get there.
How are we watching this game?
Cheeks on the couch.
Together.
Cheeks on the couch.
Cheeks on the couch.
What kind of appetizers? What are we talking about?
Might be a wings night.
Oh,
might be a wings night.
And this is why I got to go on my walk.
Yeah,
because of what we've been talking about early in the first couple of segments about Joey Chestnut or whatever. Mm. I just been thinking about hosing down some wings.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you got me ready for some Golden Monkey
and some croquetas.
Or some, So
be a good night.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna go to my. My favorite wing place, like, I like, can you like the flavors but not be a fan of the wings? See what I'm saying?
Yes.
They have little wings.
Can't be your favorite wing place then.
But they have little wings, but they are delicious. And their flavors are the best, right? I don't like going to wing places where you have to take a bite and wonder if it's cooked all the way through. Right. That's bad. Yeah. Or you don't like the flavors.
What do you? What's number two?
Another event worth chicken wings. UFC 303, which, as we heard, could be in some jeopardy because of our boy Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Ariel Helwani's basically saying that they're...
It's a no-go.
They're just looking for a replacement fight before they announce it's canceled.
Yikes. One of the people offering their services, UFC champion Sugar Sean O'Malley. But his opponent, Jake Paul. Would you be willing to see?
No, there's no way UFC is bringing Jake Paul in.
Yeah, I say no. First of all, it seems like it was a publicity stunt.
Ah.
So no goosies.
No goosies.
Second of all, stop offering to fight Jake Paul if you're in the UFC. They're not going to, Dana White's not going to make Jake Paul money.
Hmm.
He also has ownership in the PFL. He's not going to fight in the UFC. Third of all, if Sean O'Malley really wanted to give me the goosies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to fight 303, which I don't know that he is because it seems like a publicity stunt.
All right.
Fight Max Holloway.
Fight
Damn.
Max Holloway. 2 weeks notice. UFC 303.
Mm.
Off the biggest knockout anybody's seen this year, Max Holloway. With the, hey, step right here.
Yeah.
That, my friends, would save UFC 303. If and Sean O'Malley's willing to fight
yeah.
Max Holloway. Mm. 2 weeks notice, 145 pounds, make it 155 pounds. I don't know, whatever you guys got to do. That's the fight to make.
This is what I hate about the fight game. Everybody talking trash. If you call them on it, then they get hurt or, oh, I can't do it. Oh, the money didn't work out. And it's always something.
Yep.
I mean, you'd be amazed.
Let me tell you something about the Sean O'Malley on Twitter, too.
We go Radio Row, right? We're there for the fight that weekend, and all the boxers that come in trying to talk trash to set up fights in the future.
Yep.
So we basically just, they just come, oh, we'll stop by. Oh, so who you want to fight next? Oh, I'll fight today. I'll do this. I'll do, and we get, we.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
No gooseies.
For the weather?
Yeah, that. It hasn't rained yet, though. I'm trying to plot a course. I want to go on a walk and then get in my pool. I haven't been in my pool, and I feel like I'm going through rigor mortis, so I need to get in there and stretch. And Mel... who is my, you know, she does a little weather on the side.
Oh.
She told me my window was from 2 to 4.
Oh, really?
She had a window. Wow.
Interesting. I wonder if my window is 2 to 4.
I can go on. My walk takes me an hour, and then I can get in the jacuzzi, right? So, we'll see.
And when do you have the underground poker game?
Dude, there's no... And by the way, somebody corrected me, Dr. Sabagan. Kahlua is a coffee
liqueur.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Frog boy.
Yes.
What do we have today for gooseies? What do you got for gooseies? No gooseies today, buddy.
All right. Let's start it on the most important thing happening this weekend. No, it is not NBA Finals basketball. It is not a potential.
That ain't gonna make it to the weekend.
Yeah, neither will hockey. Well, it will, but not the day that I'm talking about. Because Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Oh thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man.
But more importantly, happy House of Dragon Day, baby.
Yes.
House of the Dragon.
Wow.
Season 2 premiere. Tobes, gooseies, or no gooseies.
Gooseies.
Yeah.
Look at the gooseies. It's a good show. It's a good show. It jumped around in time a little bit for me.
I got to rewatch.
Because it went to these little kids, got the cut face, then they were grown ass men. Yeah. What the hell happened to it the last 20 years?
Really sped through it, but it's a good show. I mean, look, I'm looking. I guess I need some kind of a show that's not a British reality love show, so I do need to mix it up a little bit more. But I'll certainly be enjoying it more if it's after a Panthers championship wrapped up.
I'll tell you what,
if
though.
If I may. I have no goosies for the startup.
No goosies.
Here's why.
Wow.
Tobin is familiar with my work. Mm. I like to let episodes build so I can hose a couple down at a time. So I might give it a month and then catch up. The only problem is the jackasses like me who will spill the beans.
Okay.
Before I have a chance to catch up.
So minus one to yourself? Is that?
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I'm the same way though in that this whole one episode a week.
I can't watch week to week because here's why.
Gotta let them build up.
And tell me if you guys appreciate this. If you get a bad episode, you're less inclined to tune in the following week. If you're watching it, if you're watching three or four episodes in a row, then you look at that bad episode as a setup episode,
right?
And then you continue on to the next episode.
It's why, it's like all right, Leroy, when we were big into this Game of Thrones, he wasn't watching Game of Thrones because he didn't watch shows without electricity. He wasn't as upset by the ending. Yeah, it's a weird policy.
Right.
He wasn't as upset about the ending of Game of Thrones as we were because we were like, we're watching Die Hard every week.
Right.
And when you watch the last season, it's undoubtedly one of the most disappointing things you ever. I mean, like the great battle scene, you barely could see it.
What are we doing here?
Sit here like what's going on?
Got to raise the brightness on my television.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, somebody out of nowhere floats from a 700-foot wall.
Right. Mm. You have what's her name? Arya? Arya jumping out like Derek Jones Jr. on a slam dunk to take out the Ice King. Spoiler alert.
Right. What are you doing here? What are you doing?
So, like, in every other movie we watch.
How many cups of coffee you got over there, buddy?
In every other show that we watch, the person who takes out the Ice King is the king.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for Game of Thrones, that we had to elect. And I knew beforehand who was going to win.
And it was just annoying, you know. Jon Snow, he never wanted the job anyway. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Aren't they coming back with a Game of Thrones? They're coming back with
probably
Game of Thrones centered around Jon Snow.
Probably. There's too much money to be made. What else you got for Goosies? No, but I'm going to go slight Goosies.
Slight Goosies.
Can I go no Goosies for the start of it, but excited that Game of Thrones is back. And okay. I explained why.
What about you, Jon Snow?
Man, you know, I think all of us are feeling the same way. We got confused geese right now.
Too focused on the Panthers.
It's true. It's definitely true.
We got our own Game of Thrones happening tonight, Game 3.
Yeah. Now, before we get there.
How are we watching this game?
Cheeks on the couch.
Together.
Cheeks on the couch.
Cheeks on the couch.
What kind of appetizers? What are we talking about?
Might be a wings night.
Oh,
might be a wings night.
And this is why I got to go on my walk.
Yeah,
because of what we've been talking about early in the first couple of segments about Joey Chestnut or whatever. Mm. I just been thinking about hosing down some wings.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you got me ready for some Golden Monkey
and some croquetas.
Or so
be a good night.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna go to my. My favorite wing place, like, I like, can you like the flavors but not be a fan of the wings? See what I'm saying?
Yes.
They have little wings.
Can't be your favorite wing place then.
But they have little wings, but they are delicious. And their flavors are best, the best, right? I don't like going to wing places where you have to take a bite and wonder if it's cooked all the way through. Right. That's bad. Yeah. Or you don't like the flavors.
What do you, what's number two?
Another event worth chicken wings.
Hmm?
UFC 303, which, as we heard, could be in some jeopardy because of our boy Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Ariel Helwani's basically saying that
it's a no-go.
They're just looking for a replacement fight before they announce it's canceled.
Yikes. One of the people offering their services, UFC champion Sugar Sean O'Malley, but his opponent, Jake Paul. Would you be willing to see?
No, there's no way UFC is bringing Jake Paul in.
Yeah, I say no. First of all, it seems like it was a publicity stunt.
Ah.
So no goosies.
No goosies.
Second of all, stop offering to fight Jake Paul if you're in the UFC. They're not going to, Dana White's not going to make Jake Paul money.
Hmm.
He also has ownership in the PFL. He's not going to fight in the UFC. Third of all, if Sean O'Malley really wanted to give me the goosies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to fight 303, which I don't know that he is because it seems like a publicity stunt.
All right.
Fight Max Holloway. Fight
Damn.
Max Holloway. 2 weeks notice. UFC 303.
Mm.
Off the biggest knockout anybody's seen this year, Max Holloway. With the, hey, step right here.
Yeah.
That, my friends, would save UFC 303. If and Sean O'Malley's willing to fight
yeah.
Max Holloway. Mm. 2 weeks notice, 145 pounds, make it 155 pounds. I don't know, whatever you guys got to do. That's the fight to make.
This is what I hate about the fight game. Everybody talking trash. If you call them on it, then they get hurt or, oh, I can't do it. Oh, the money didn't work out. And it's always something.
Yep.
I mean, you'd be amazed.
Let me tell you something about the Sean O'Malley on Twitter, too.
We go to Radio Row, right? We're there for the fight that weekend, and all the boxers that come in trying to talk trash to set up fights in the future.
Yep.
So we basically just, they just come, oh, we'll stop by. Oh, so who you want to fight next? Oh, I'll fight today. I'll do this. I'll do, and we go to three or four of those guys. Fight already.
Hmm. All right, so no goosies to Jake Paul.
No goosies.
Heard. Fair.
You?
No. Goosies.
Yeah, no, it's a publicity stunt.
No goosies.
I take the UFC very serious.
Mm.
We've talked to these guys. It's a way of life, right? Jake Paul has done a lot of good things getting people paid, right? But it's still on a different level. That is strictly entertainment.
Stunned Steve says, no one hates O'Malley more than Tobin. Not fair. That's not true. He got sensitive.
I think it's the other way around.
He got sensitive about a comment because I said that I had the audacity to say he wasn't as popular at Masvidal at the time.
How dare you?
Which, by the way, he did an event in Masvidal's building, and half the building was rooting against him.
Mm. Cheeto,
really talented. I think he's a great fighter. I do. I do think of Sean O'Malley really good. Yeah, sure. I do.
This has JJ Redick,
but
and all over it.
But. Don't tell me I want to fight Jake Paul in the UFC. Shut up. Fight a UFC fighter.
Wow.
Enough of it.
I don't like all of the Tobin around boxing, around the fight game.
I don't think you need
shenanigans.
Please stop making me a verb.
You are. Dude, it's the same thing.
Shenanigans and Tobin are synonyms.
Right. Synonymous. Right. There's a lot of Tobin in the fight game. And that's why you love it. Like, do you like going to the fights? Yeah. But what do you enjoy more?
Fight press conference. The Tobin.
Oh, yes. A little brouhaha.
Yes. Yes. That's all it.
Did you see? We got to play the video of Oscar De La Hoya this week. Mother bleeping Canelo again.
Yeah.
He was like sitting by a fireplace. I was like, where did he get that?
This is a strange man.
Dude, can I tell you, like...
He hates him.
Wait, but when he sat in front of us and told the story, right? Everybody immediately looked over and said, that ain't the whole story.
Give us number three, Marcos.
Joel Embiid.
No goosies.
Oh, well, it's fair.
Wait, come on. I'm going to hear about it. I listen.
No goosies.
Joel Embiid blaming the Bucks for the Celtics championship.
Oh.
He tweeted, did the Bucks give them the championship?
Huh.
Hmm.
So Joel Embiid is surmising that Drew Holiday getting traded to Portland for Dame, getting roundabouted over to Boston.
Hmm.
Well, listen, Drew Holiday's been very important.
Yeah, for sure.
Very important.
I think people forget that dude is a scorer, too.
Yeah, he's a really good player. It's crazy to think about what Jimmy Butler did to him last year.
That makes it even crazier, too, because this isn't his coming out party. He had it.
He already won a championship. He's already been a major piece of a championship. And now it seems like he's going to be the major piece to two championships.
Yep.
And while I get what Joel Embiid is getting around to, you haven't
made it. Wait, can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
What Joel Embiid just said.
Yep.
Sounds like something that you would say.
Here's what I would say.
No, you would say the same thing he said.
Joel Embiid, make it to the conference finals before you come to the finals. Okay, no gooses. Okay. No gooses.
Hey, I don't know. I'm going to say gooses just because COVID gooses has turned a blind eye to somebody that is basically samesies with him.
I don't have.
That's what you you would say those exact words.
No,
I don't, would say the same thing Joel Embiid just said.
You're accusing me of having a take eye patch, and I do not do that.
You do.
I don't do that. That'll turn a blind eye.
You do.
What about you, Frog Boy?
I'm surprised. Is it not Cronin's fault?
I hate him so much.
Cronin's fault then for just flipping and just trading him to. Wait, not only did he trade him for crickets to a rival of the Heat.
I know. The whole thing got ruined last summer.
And Mark Cuban, who you're not a fan of.
Hate him.
Traded Porzingis to your rival.
No, he was on the Wizards, dude.
He was on the Wizards? He went from
Dallas to Washington.
You may have forgotten, but Kristaps Porzingis was a Wizard.
Correct. Wow. Had a good year.
Wow. Why did they treat him like he was so damn important? He was on the Wizards. Bradley Beal-less Wizards.
He was on Kuzma's Wizards.
Kyle Kuzma. Oh my god.
Man, those Wizards, what a hoot. Anytime the Heat would play them, what a hoot. Who was that guy who lit us up? Was it Corey Kispert?
Oh, I can't.
Scored like 37 against the Heat. Oh man, take a break. Back after this.